Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 o'clock on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're learning more about the Defense Secretary's highly unusual meeting Tuesday with several hundred generals and admirals. ABC News senior Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez.
It's going to be a discussion about how to restore the warrior ethos, which has been a common message from Secretary Hegseth whenever he travels to visit the troops, whenever he makes public engagements. That is one of the things that he really focuses on significantly.
It's not a final ruling on the merits, but the Supreme Court has handed another practical win to the Trump administration. The High Court's move allows the White House to hold back $4 billion in foreign aid that Congress had approved, but the administration says it shouldn't be spent. The State Department posting on social media that it would revoke the visa of Colombian President Gustavo Petro. Petro, who traveled to New York for the UN General Assembly, participated in a pro-Palestinian demonstration earlier Friday, appealing to American soldiers to disobey orders from President Trump. This is ABC News. Jimmy Kimmel Live is back on all ABC affiliates now.
Jimmy Kimmel!
When Jimmy Kimmel Live returned to ABC earlier this week after the show was paused following remarks involving the murder of Charlie Kirk, two companies that own ABC affiliates, Nexstar and Sinclair, continued to postpone the show. Now both companies announcing they will end their preemptions of Jimmy Kimmel Live effective immediately. That means the show is returning to markets like Seattle, St. Louis, Nashville, and Washington, D.C. Sinclair saying it is inconsistent to champion free speech while demanding that broadcasters air specific content. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new warning for Walmart shoppers. Federal health officials say Listeria has been found in certain heat and eat beef meatball pasta meals sold at Walmart. Included is the market side linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce sold in refrigerated 12-ounce clear plastic trays. Meals might be contaminated with the same strain of Listeria that caused an outbreak earlier. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the continuation of the dry and unseasonably warm weather pattern is the big story here in the forecast. Looks like these temperatures will be running a good 10, even 14 degrees above normal at times all the way through this upcoming week. And we'll have plenty of sunshine with high pressure nearby. Now, there will be a few weak fronts passing by, basically just with some scattered clouds and wind shifts, but the air too dry to rain. There are some trends that maybe toward next weekend and beyond, there could be another system or two coming in with a bit more moisture, so perhaps a few light showers, but certainly nothing serious, no big soaking showing up. So, of course, keep in mind the fire danger will be growing with each and every passing dry day. Otherwise, great weather for getting out and checking out the developing fall colors and for getting any activities done out in the fields and gardens and just spending time outdoors enjoying yourself. Here's that forecast for today. Some patchy fog early. Otherwise, sunny to partly cloudy, high temperature all the way up to 83, south wind around 10, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Mainly clear and turning cool tonight, dropping to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high near 78, wind becoming east to southeast, close to 5 miles an hour. On Monday should be another summer-like day, low at 52, high 83, mostly sunny skies. Heading into Tuesday, partly cloudy and still warm, low 52, high near 81. Wednesday, sun and cloud mix, somewhat breezy and not quite as warm, low 53 with a high of 76. Thursday, still no rain with a good amount of sunshine, low 51 with a high of 77. Friday should be partly cloudy, remaining much warmer than normal, low 52 with a high of 79. You have yourself a great day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at 54, that following our morning low so far of 52 degrees and the high yesterday, 83. No precipitation to report and under report yesterday. The record high for today in 1954 was 87. The record low was 27 in 1991. A year ago, 79 was the high, 45 the low. We'll have sunrise today at 6:54, 6:50 for a sunset tonight, and 6:55 tomorrow for your Sunday sunrise. Barometric pressure is steady at 29.91. Air is calm. And as mentioned, no precip to talk about the last couple of days. Dense fog currently following our morning low of 52 and our high yesterday of 83. We're at 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Good morning. It's time for sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. It was homecoming football at River Valley last night.
Carstensen ready to snap the ball. There it is. Hand off going to Larson. Bumps his way, fighting his way toward the goal line. I think he's got it. Touchdown for River Valley.
River Valley hosted rival Richland Center in that homecoming matchup, and Phil Nee was there.
River Valley enjoyed a 28-6 win over Richland Center on Friday night. It was homecoming day at River Valley, and the Blackhawks had to come back to win. Richland Center did a great job controlling the clock in the first half, and the Blackhawks only had two possessions. The
Hornets scored on the first drive of the game. They hit pay dirt with a 45-yard quarterback run by Jaden Shep. The extra point missed, and it was 6-0. That score would not change in the first half. The Hornets drove to the River Valley 7-yard line before time expired. Well, the Blackhawks' comeback started in the second half on the opening possession. They capped off a long drive with a Ty Larson touchdown run. The Ron Osborne extra point gave River Valley its first lead with 5:36 left in the third. The Hawks added to it with a long pass play by quarterback Lucas Klein that was nearly intercepted before Caden Plumlee pulled it in for a 54-yard touchdown. River Valley added to the 14-6 lead with a Lucas Klein to Jordan Gauger pass play that covered 64 yards. The final touchdown was a 4-yard run by Caden Plumlee. The Osborne kick made the final 28-6. Quarterback Lucas Klein was 6-for-10 passing for 191 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jordan Gauger had 2 passes caught for 79 yards to lead River Valley. For the Hornets, running back Brady Dosh ran the ball 23 times for 101 yards. With the win, River Valley's now 5-1 overall, 4-0 in the Southwest Conference. They will travel to Platteville for Week 7 action. Richland Center fell to 2-4 overall, 1-3 in the Southwest. The Hornets will host Dodgeville for homecoming football action on Friday night, October 3rd. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from Friday night: Lancaster down Dodgeville 28-26. Prairie du Chien 40 points better than Broadhead Judah 46-6. New Glarus edged Platteville 42-40. In the Scenic Bluffs, the Ithaca Bulldogs hit the road and they took it to Nisida 43-14. Bangor shut out Royal 38-0. It was a shutout for Hillsboro over New Lisbon 42-0. And Brookwood 15 cashed in nothing. In the SWAL, Mineral Point defeated Turner by forfeit. Darlington a 37-6 win over Fenimore. Belleville 49, Southwestern 35. And Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 21. Cuba City 7. Six Rivers Finals: Blackhawk Warren Illinois doubled up on Wazika Seneca 14-7. Potosi Cassville 48, Iowa Grant 6. River Ridge beating Boscobel last night 64-6. It was a win for Berlin over Wisconsin Dells 44-6. West Salem blanked Luther 42-0. Arcadia a 26-0 win over Westby. Lodi 24, Lake Mills 7. In a Sauk County battle, Reedsburg 49, Baraboo 7. Eight-player football, we have four finals to tell you about. Kickapoo LaFarge 28-20 over Wisconsin Heights. North Crawford a 44-28 win against Belmont. It was Highland 30, Waniwak Weston 20, and DeSoto a 64-7 win over Monticello. One game being played today at 2 p.m. It's Riverdale at Pecatonica Argyle. WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for patchy fog early, sunny to a few clouds and balmy for this time of year with a high of 83. Mainly clear, a bit cool tonight. We're going to drop down to 48. Sunday looks nice, mostly sunny, mild and pleasant with a high of 78. A pleasant autumn night Sunday night overnight with a low of 52. Summer-like on Monday with warmth, some humidity and mostly sunny skies, a high of 83. Tuesday, partly cloudy, still warm, 81. Bit of a cool down for the midweek. Mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, 76. No rain and a lot of sunshine on Thursday with a high of 77. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I've never seen a miracle before. I thought you were sent from heaven's door. But you knew all along you wouldn't stay. You left me here to drown in this heartache. I fell in the water that you walked on home. Up to my heart in misery. I thought you could do no
that you walked on. I just had to get close enough to touch. Once I did, I couldn't get enough. You're nowhere near what you appear to be. Now I see the truth, but I'm in too deep. Well, I fell in the water that you walked on home, up to my heart in misery.
Just blew my world away. It was a pitiful sight, me begging her to stay. I never had a hunch, so how was I to know? She packed a punch that knocked my heart out cold. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. Night she left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? Didn't think that I'd get burned. Now I'm a big old fool with a leaving lesson learned. Thought I was strong like old Hercules. She proved me wrong with her little saint love. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. She left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? Exercise heartache on me.
That's the multi-talented late Joe Diffie, Texas Size Heartache. This is your weekend wake up. The world's floor and home thermometer showing 54 with dense fog. Well, that fog's sticking around. If you're traveling today, allow a little extra time. You may not be able to see as well as you think you can. We want to get you there safe, folks.
Better take a good look before I disappear, because I'm just about to be your used to be. You might catch a glimpse of my taillights in the dust, and if you notice something missing, well, it's me. 'Cause I tried a new lie, I cried a new goodbye. Well, here's a little magic thing I do. Now you see me, now you don't. First you do.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
It's Applefest time in Gays Mills. This weekend only, bring the whole family for carnival rides, live entertainment, and the sweetest apples you've ever tasted. Browse local crafts, enjoy hometown cooking, and make memories that'll last all season. Applefest is happening all weekend in beautiful Gays Mills. Join the celebration and savor the taste of fall.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Dregs at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
In the blink of an eye, at the drop of a hat, we went from zero to love and nothing flat. Smile at me, and before I knew, I was head over heels over you.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Happens like that.
You can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that.
destiny. Call it love at first sight. Call it meant to be. I'd say you're right. I never dreamed that just one kiss could make me feel like this.
Love happens like that.
Steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Like that.
And you can run, but you can't
love
hide. Like that, in a heartbeat, it can turn your world around. Just like that.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Happens like that.
Now you can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Just like that.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
morning at 6:30. We're at 53 degrees. Time for a news update. The outlook weather-wise from Tony Schumacher. We're looking for that dense fog to hang around this morning. Otherwise, sunny to a few clouds later on. And balmy for this time of the year, 83 for a high, a little cooler tonight, 48, and we're back to 78 degrees tomorrow. We'll have a look at news coming up in a moment.
We're in Main Furniture, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. The Gaze Mills Apple Festival is being held this weekend. It includes an array of activities at Robb Park, the Community Commerce Building, the Log Cabin Village, the Area Orchards, the Crawford County Fairgrounds, and many other village locations. Today starts with a St. Mary's Pancake and Sausage Breakfast that runs from 7 until 11:30 at the Community Building. A mini carnival will be held downtown from 8 until 5. A walk run begins at 9 with registration at 7:30 at the Kickapoo River Bridge in Lions Park. Also at 9 a.m., there will be an American Legion volleyball tournament, a book sale, and the Lions Flea Market and Arts and Crafts Fair at the fairgrounds. Beginning at 10 a.m., it's an open horseshoe tournament at Log Cabin Park. At 11, it's a two-on-two basketball tournament, and the carnival will open. Bryce Bird will perform at Dante's Bar and Grill from noon to 4, followed by Cooley Outlaws from 4 to 8, and the last ride band from 8 until midnight. Dylan Harris and Good Company, with special guest River Swigum, will perform from 2 to 6 at Halverstown Tap, and Cody will perform from 8 until midnight. Annie and the Crush will perform on Main Street at 7. Tomorrow, there'll be another pancake and sausage breakfast hosted by St. Mary's at the Community Building that runs from 7 until 11:30. The Lions Flea Market and Arts and Crafts Fair continues tomorrow, 9 to 4 p.m. at the fairgrounds. The mini carnival opens at 10, runs until 4, that's downtown. And the Apple Festival Parade steps off at 1:30. The day will also include music from The Last Ride Band and Cody. For a complete list of what's going on at the Gaze Mills Apple Festival, you can head over to gazemills.org. Sauk County's Clean Sweep will be held this morning from 8 until noon at the former Sauk County Landfill in Baraboo. Clean Sweep is an opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose an environmental risk, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. Hazardous waste will be collected at no charge. However, there will be a fee for tires, some electronic items, and appliances. Please remove all batteries from electronics prior to the event. Pharmaceuticals, IVs, needles, latex paint, and motor oil will not be accepted. Other items that Clean Sweep cannot accept include mattresses, furniture, explosives, detonators, blasting caps, radioactive materials including smoke alarms, infectious and biological waste, compressed gas cylinders, asbestos, demolition material, recyclables, and yard and household waste. While at Sauk County's Clean Sweep this morning, please stay in your vehicle at all times. All items that are being dropped off should be loaded into the rear of the vehicle, trunk or truck bed, or on a trailer. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College in Fenimore is celebrating being named the number one two-year college in the nation as the recipient of the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn. Today, there will be on the main campus in Fenimore from 10 until 3 a celebration. The day features hands-on demonstrations from academic programs, campus tours, giveaways, food trucks, and live music. No registration is needed. Everyone is welcome to attend. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held today and tomorrow. The tour, which is free of charge, will take you to rural farms, businesses, local food producers, and art producers who open their doors to welcome you. The tour provides a glimpse at the changing face of rural America and finds hidden gems. Many of the stops will also have family-friendly activities and entertainment. Lisa Butnow is a co-organizer of that event.
Some of the venues have have music. I know that the Painted Forest has music. I know Narrows Creek Winery has music. You know, some of the venues do indeed have music. So you just have to check who's doing what on the Facebook pages.
The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. You're encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh goodies, and be sure to dress for the weather because the tour will happen rain or shine. It's the 9th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour today and tomorrow from 10 until 4. Maps can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. The Avoca Fire and EMS will host a festival today getting underway at 11 at Avoca Lakeside Park. The day features something for everyone with bounce houses and a kinchi pedal pole for children, a vendor market, bags tournament, a dart tournament, and a car show. Everyone's invited to the park to enjoy food and refreshments as well as live music. Melissa Salis is the assistant chief for the Avoca EMS and safety officer for the Avoca Fire Department.
Starting at 11 o'clock, we have a local band, Three Souls, from 11 to 3. And then actually between 3 and 4, I do believe we have a couple young individuals. They sang last year. They did a little bit of a half-hour show, a couple boys, before Meat Plow plays. They're another local, Darlington area, I believe they're out of. And then at 8 o'clock, Cherry Pie's coming. They're one of Southern Wisconsin's big bands. This will be the third year we've had them, and they really put on a wonderful show. They do a family-friendly show for us because we've asked them to do that, but they play a good genre of music, so 80s, 90s rock. Three Souls has got a little bit of everything.
An opportunity is also available to visit neighboring areas with a UTV poker run. Renee Bergeron is an organizer of the event.
It is open to all vehicles, so cars, motorcycles, trucks. At 11 a.m., you're going to go to the participating list of bars in our area. Get your map at the bar. The bartender will stamp your map. And the participating bars that we have this year in Avoca is The Office and Whiskey Row Saloon. In Highland is Moe's Bootleggers and Tilly's Tavern. Muscadet, we have Sportsman's, Honkers, Wolfie's Irish Inn, and the Cowper Lounge. In Blue River is the Farmer's Daughter. In Montfort is the Hollow and Shetty's. Cobb is Thirsty Farmer. Boscobel is Pat and Greg's Poorhouse, Kim Silver Dollar, and the Hideaway. In Fenimore, Second Shot, BD's Eagle's Nest, and the Thirsty Wrangler. In Boaz, the Lonesome Dove and Mill Creek Pub. In Spring Green, The Shed, Barren Brooks, and the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Lone Rock, The Woods, Friends, and the Filling Station. Gotham is the Bat Cave. And in Richland Center, Vitesnik's Power Sports and TKO Barbecue. Wherever you're closest to, go to your closest bar, pick up your card. You have until 5 p.m. to hit as many bars as you can in the area to get your card stamped. And then come back to Avoca Lake by 5 p.m., turn in your map. There is a $20 fee per person, and then you'll be able to draw your poker hand. That $20 fee also includes one free meal per person. And then at 6:30, the poker hand winners are going to be announced. You do have to have at least 5 punches on your card to pick a poker hand, but then any additional punch you have after the 5 will result in you being able to draw an extra card for the poker hand. The grand prize is going to be $300 for the best hand. Second place is a $200 gift certificate to Vitesnik Power Sports. Third place is a basket from Richie Power Sports.
For more information on today's activities at the Avoca Fire and EMS Festival at Avoca's Lakeside Park, check out avocaems.com/festival. And the Richland Center City Auditorium is having a fun event. It's the City Auditorium Central Avenue Block Party today that runs from 2 until 6 outside the City Auditorium at the 100 block of North Central. That's in Richland Center. There'll be live music as well as food and beverages for purchase to celebrate the renovation of the auditorium building. Performing at the event will be Marty Cena at 2 p.m., the Birch Brothers at 3, and Stone Cold
country from 4 until 6. Be sure to bring your dancing shoes to the event as well. Roseanne Noer is a member of the Richland Center City Auditorium Board.
Some people have said, am I able to dance? And I'm going to say, yes, you are able to dance. Please show up and dance. Let's get those line dancers going here in town. It's great country music.
There will be designated areas for anyone who feels like dancing. Tours of the recently renovated City Auditorium are also available. The event is free and fun for the entire family, and you're welcome to bring your own chair. Enjoy the celebration and fun at the Central Avenue Block Party today from 2 until 6 p.m. outside the City Auditorium in Richland Center. Proceeds from the food and beverage sales will help support the auditorium. That's a look at news for your Saturday. Your weekend forecast is coming up next.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for patchy fog early, sunny to a few clouds and balmy for this time of year with a high of 83. Mainly clear, a bit cool tonight. We're going to drop down to 48. Sunday looks nice, mostly sunny, mild and pleasant with a high of 78. A pleasant autumn night Sunday night overnight with a low of 52. Summer-like on Monday with warmth, some humidity and mostly sunny skies, a high of 83. Tuesday, partly cloudy, still warm, 81. Bit of a cool down for the midweek. Mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, 76. No rain and a lot of sunshine on Thursday with a high of 77. It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Shep will look it over. He has three men left. Everybody else in tight, including Schwitzenberg on the right end. Here's the snap from center and a fake handoff. Shep's going to keep it himself. 45 steps inside the 40. He's down the line. 30, 20, down the line. They won't catch him. He's going for a Richland Center touchdown. All the way 45 yards.
We had River Valley homecoming football on the radio last night. We'll have details on that. Plus, we'll look ahead to a Packer game coming up this weekend. The Sports Report is brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They offer 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they also offer interior design services.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. It's time for sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. It was homecoming football at River Valley last night.
Carstensen ready to snap the ball. There it is. Hand off going to Larson. Bumps his way, fighting his way toward the goal line. I think he's got it. Touchdown for River Valley.
River Valley hosted rival Richland Center in that homecoming matchup, and Phil Nee was there.
River Valley enjoyed a 28-6 win over Richland Center on Friday night. It was homecoming day at River Valley, and the Blackhawks had to come back to win. Richland Center did a great job controlling the clock in the first half, and the Blackhawks only had two possessions. The Hornets scored on the first drive of the game. They hit pay dirt with a 45-yard quarterback run by Jaden Shep. The extra point missed, and it was 6-0. That score would not change in the first half. The Hornets drove to the River Valley 7-yard line before time expired. Well, the Blackhawks' comeback started in the second half on the opening possession. They capped off a long drive with a Ty Larson touchdown run. The Ron Osborne extra point gave River Valley its first lead with 5:36 left in the third. The Hawks added to it with a long pass play by quarterback Lucas Klein that was nearly intercepted before Caden Plumlee pulled it in for a 54-yard touchdown. River Valley added to the 14-6 lead with a Lucas Klein to Jordan Gauger pass play that covered 64 yards. The final touchdown was a 4-yard run by Caden Plumlee. The Osborne kick made the final 28-6. Quarterback Lucas Klein was 6-for-10 passing for 191 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jordan Gauger had 2 passes caught for 79 yards to lead River Valley. For the Hornets, running back Brady Dosh ran the ball 23 times for 101 yards. With the win, River Valley's now 5-1 overall, 4-0 in the Southwest Conference. They will travel to Platteville for Week 7 action. Richland Center fell to 2-4 overall, 1-3 in the Southwest. The Hornets will host Dodgeville for homecoming football action on Friday night, October 3rd. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals from Friday night: Lancaster down Dodgeville 28-26. Prairie du Chien 40 points better than Broadhead Judah 46-6. New Glarus edged Platteville 42-40. In the Scenic Bluffs, the Ithaca Bulldogs hit the road and they took it to Nisida 43-14. Bangor shut out Royal 38-0. It was a shutout for Hillsborough over New Lisbon 42-0, and Brookwood 15 cashed in nothing. In the SWAL, Mineral Point defeated Turner by forfeit. Darlington a 37-6 win over Fenimore. Belleville 49, Southwestern 35, and Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 21. Cuba City 7. Six Rivers Finals: Blackhawk Warren Illinois doubled up on Wazika Seneca 14-7. Potosi Cassville 48, Iowa Grant 6. River Ridge beating Boscobel last night 64-6. It was a win for Berlin over Wisconsin Dells 44-6. West Salem blanked Luther 42-0. Arcadia a 26-0 win over Westby. Lodi 24, Lake Mills 7. In a Sauk County battle, Reedsburg 49, Baraboo 7. Eight-player football, we have four finals to tell you about. Kickapoo LaFarge 28-20 over Wisconsin Heights. North Crawford a 44-28 win against Belmont. It was Highland 30, Waniwak Weston 20, and DeSoto a 64-7 win over Monticello. One game being played today at 2 p.m. It's Riverdale at Pecatonica Argyle.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
The Milwaukee Brewers' magic number is still 1. Gavin Lux hit 2 doubles and scored the go-ahead run. The Reds beat the Brewers 3-1, and now they have overtaken the Mets for the third National League wildcard spot. Otherwise, in Philly last night, Aaron Nola took a perfect game into the 6th inning, helping the Phillies beat the Twins 3-1. And we will have Green Bay Packer football on the radio tomorrow. 5 p.m. pregame from the Packers Radio Network, 7:20 kickoff. It's going to be a matchup on the radio. The Packers at the Dallas Cowboys.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. 100.9
It's Applefest time in Gays Mills. This weekend only, bring the whole family for carnival rides, live entertainment, and the sweetest apples you've ever tasted. Browse local crafts, enjoy hometown cooking, and make memories that'll last all season. Applefest is happening all weekend in beautiful Gays Mills. Join the celebration and savor the taste of fall.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds
October 10th and 11th.
Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. And live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m. ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m. Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. At 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCOFM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Woke up this morning to the sound of you slamming the door. I got served a piece of paper from breakfast that said you don't live here no more. And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. I should have stayed in bed asleep. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Well, my car broke down again right before we ran out of gas. So I can sit in traffic all day. End up going home alone. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
What a great way to face the weekend. Wake up, of course, lots of fog, so travel with caution. But that's Yankee Gray, and all things considered. You know, even if we had a ring of fire, you wouldn't even be able to see it from Highway 14. Oy, that's thick.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into
to a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
My brother Adam plays the best country, and I should know because I'm from the South.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
There's a tree out in the backyard that never has been broken by the wind. And the reason it's still standing, it was strong enough to bend. For years we have stayed together as lovers and as friends. What we have will last forever if we're strong.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped in soft-serve ice cream, and a full